Emergency! Emergency! Solar eclipse! On April 8th, a solar eclipse will plunge the planet into 3 minutes of hazardous, unscheduled shade. For your safety, report to your nearest government building to shelter in place. There you shall have access to anti-anxiety medications, from Ativan to Xanax. While there, be sure to update your flu, COVID, HPV, shingles, hepatitis A and B and restless leg syndrome vaccines. Post-eclipse trauma counselors will be on site to help you cope. This is for your safety. For your safety. For your safety.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
If you think the show opening was far-fetched, think again. There's an eclipse coming on April 8th. And the way government and media is responding, you'd think we were on a collision course with a meteor the size of Jupiter. The FAA has issued a warning. If you saw only the link and failed to read the full story, you might think, as millions will, that the eclipse will be some type of death ray frying aircraft in the sky. The FAA warning is about heavier air traffic anticipated from people trying to get to locations for the total eclipse, which will be a 100-mile-wide forward slash leaning eastward across 13 states from Texas to Maine. The media is billing it as
the most watched eclipse in history.
How exactly they can prove that is anyone's guess. If the population is constantly growing, then every eclipse is the most watched eclipse in history. They've even given this one a name.
The Great American Eclipse.
So now we're naming eclipses just like hurricanes. So we can expect the namings to be diverse, equitable, and inclusive for all genders, ethnicities, and so on. Far more weird than the FAA warning is the story that several states are whistling up the National Guard for the eclipse. What the fuck for? The last total eclipse was not that long ago, 2017. Why are soldiers suddenly necessary in America for a few minutes of celestial shade? Oklahoma is expecting about 100,000 visitors for the event. How they arrived at that number is another mystery. Surely they won't be concentrated in one spot. Why the hell do they need soldiers? Some municipalities are advising people to stock up on supplies for themselves and their animals, and to have alternate modes of communication besides cell phones. Ooh. In Arkansas, they're holding live training exercises that simulate emergencies that might happen during
the eclipse.
This is fucking insane, but this is where we are, in emergency and crisis-obsessed America. In 1969, the teensy town of Bethel, New York, hosted 500,000 drugged-up, rain-soaked hippie kids. There wasn't one soldier needed. In fact, there were barely any cops at the Woodstock Festival. There were also damn few toilets and no food, but somehow, there was no violence either. The only emergencies were a couple of unconfirmed childbirths and a few hundred drug overdoses. Of course, QAnon types believe there is a meteor or some apocalyptic event coming, and government is just using the eclipse as an excuse for all this lunacy. We've seen that movie before, haven't we? Turns out there are anywhere from 2 to 5 solar eclipses every year. Partial, but eclipses nonetheless. Hardly rare occurrences. So why are the authorities getting all spun up over a stupid eclipse. Because they're assholes, that's why. Because over the past decade or two, Americans have been conditioned like circus dogs to respond to any mention of the words
safety, emergency,
or crisis. Every snowfall is a blizzard. Every blizzard is the storm of the century. Every rainfall is a hurricane. Every drought is the end of the world, courtesy of climate change. So most people now blindly obey any order from anyone in a uniform or with a laminated ID card hanging from a lanyard around his or her neck. Even criminals have noticed this. Since there are laws against impersonating cops, smart home invaders have a new costume. Instead of wearing hoodies that practically say, "I'm a felon," many now wear yellow vests and a hard hat, just like the power company or cable guy. And when they ring the doorbell, that door usually swings right open. Officialdom is calling. Time to comply. The New York City subways now look like a war zone. There are 1,000 armed soldiers down there in full camo and body armor, inspecting handbags and frisking already frazzled and hassled commuters. The cops and or soldiers aren't allowed to profile anyone, so of course they're heavying up on executive men and women dressed to the nines and carrying handbags and briefcases that cost as much as a compact car. Because everyone must be criminalized.
For your safety.
Can't risk hurting some actual criminal's feelings. Even if he's an illegal alien who murdered a young girl, you can't call him illegal. That's not nice. That's offensive. We just learned this from soup-brained weakling pissant, Joey.
You use the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Yeah, Joey respects everyone, even murderers. He's so respectful and full of shit. The soldiers are in addition to an extra 1,000 New York State troopers and the existing vast force of city subway cops. New York Governor Hochul says these boots on the ground will be a deterrent to bad guys. But mere days after her proclamation, a subway psycho, and a psycho with perfect timing, started screaming, pulled a gun. Passengers fled in terror, and one brave dude wrestled the pistol from the psycho and shot him with it 3 times. And it was all caught on video. Just listen to the excitement on that subway train.
Let me out! Let me out!
New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Ah, New York, such a wonderful town. But how could that shooting even happen? New York has the strictest gun laws in the country. How did a subway psycho get his hands on a gun? Guess he didn't read the law that says he's not allowed to have a gun. Or maybe he missed the sign saying gun-free zone. But gee willikers, why aren't psychos more law-abiding? Well, Hochul addressed that too when she budgeted millions of dollars for social workers to form relationships with subway psychos. Yes, you heard right. Relationships.
And there's also a category of individuals who are not well, who have severe mental health problems. We already have our safety plan of having individuals who are trained professionals. These are social workers, people who have a medical background. They are going in and have been now for over a year and a half to talk to people, develop a relationship with them, and get them to leave the subways.
People often say the world has gone crazy. Not true. What's happened is imbeciles are electing assholes. They are turning the world into a hellscape. And everybody's hustling something, right? And generally, in an underhanded, deceptive way. Here's a sound you've heard many times, and it probably makes you want to puke. So Novo Nordisk, the outfit that manufactures Ozempic, paid for the rights to one silly bubblegum hit of the 70s to convince everyone to take their drug for whatever ails you, from diabetes, which it was formulated to treat, to the serendipitous side effect, weight loss. You don't need to exercise or diet. Just take Ozempic and watch those pounds slide off. Of course it's magic. It's Ozempic. The commercial, which only runs on social media platforms, opens with a guy at the London intersection the Beatles made world famous, Abbey Road. The guy looks pretty old. He has white hair and carries a guitar. Holy shit, is that Sir Paul McCartney? Fuck no. It's some one-hit wonder shilling for a drug company.
Well, here I am back singing the song that I recorded 50 years ago. Doesn't matter that I'm singing a different lyric. It's the same feeling of excitement when I'm singing it, when I'm playing it. It's exactly the same.
Really? He's singing about injecting a drug, not a recreational drug, a drug to control a serious and sometimes fatal illness. And that's exciting?
Even to this day, there are young bands coming in here. They just want to be in this building because of its history. I practically lived here for 10 years or so of my life working with various iconic artists.
What exactly does him hanging around a famous recording studio have to do with taking a prescription drug? Does it mean that with Ozempic, you too can be an aging rock star? Or in his case, a trivial footnote to rock history.
5 years ago, when Ozempic started to use my song in their advertising, I really didn't grasp the significance.
You want to keep going? Okay.
Eventually, by word of mouth on social media, I started to find out more and more. My musician friends contact me and congratulate me on the success of having the song being used by Ozempic. And, you know, it's a big deal, and I appreciate that.
You know, it's almost as if he's inferring that he was unaware his song was being used for the product. Betcha he is aware of the royalty checks.
I feel great that Ozempic is now helping so many people.
And then at last, the ad ends. But when I watched it on Facebook, it seemed something was missing. What was it? All those TV drug ads have similar themes, right? The drug will make your life seamless bliss. But then on television, under orders from the FDA and FCC, they gotta mention the side effects. As an old friend I recently reconnected with duly noted, side effects is a bullshit term. There are no side effects. They're all effects. If somebody punches you in the eye, is a black eye a side effect? Social media ads are not regulated by the FCC, so fuck the side effects, lads. Just focus on the fun. But here's what was missing from Mr. O-O-O. It's Magic's advertisement.
Ozempic isn't for people with type 1 diabetes. Don't share needles or pens or reuse needles. Don't take Ozempic if you or your family ever had medullary thyroid cancer or have multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2 or if allergic to it. Stop Ozempic and get medical help right away if you get a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, or an allergic reaction. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis. Gallbladder problems may occur. Tell your provider about vision problems or changes. Taking Ozempic with a sulfonylurea or insulin may increase low blood sugar risk. Side effects like nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea may lead to dehydration, which may worsen kidney problems.
Ooh, those things don't sound very magical, do they? But the sleazebags that write and produce these ads made a sneaky discovery. It's called the argument dilution effect. It's how they make very scary risks seem not so risky. They found that if they listed only the serious, painful, and potentially fatal side effects, people were not all that eager to
ask their doctor about Ozempic.
But if they mentioned a fuck ton of side effects, some not so dangerous, well, people hear that long list and think,
ow, somebody's nitpicking. Nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea? I can handle that. I'm going to make my doctor give me that stuff and I can drop 40 pounds without breaking a sweat.
Now it seems Ozempic and its sister drug Wegovy is putting Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, and stomach-stapling surgeons out of business. Advertising for prescription drugs is illegal in every country on earth except America and New Zealand. Another nation run by scumbags. When I was a kid, all people ever said about eclipses was,
don't look at the sun, you'll go blind.
And of course, if you stare at the sun, even without an eclipse, it will still fry your retinas. But now we need the National fucking Guard, emergency supplies, and rehearsals, and crisis counselors. This country is really, really sick. The only thing that will heal it is a real cataclysm. World War III or an actual meteor strike. Something that will cull the soy boys and girls and leave the strong and the sane to repopulate. In the meantime, sit back, pop a beer, have a cup of tea, and enjoy the shit show. It's only getting crazier. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. If you like what you just heard, swing by thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes. Then, don't just tell your friends about the show, send them a link so they can listen for themselves. And while you're at thatlarryshow.com, click the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you really like what you heard, then help me keep this going. Click the Patreon or PayPal buttons and make a pledge. Or if you prefer more traditional means, there's also a P.O. Box address which gratefully accepts donations. If you'd like some merch with your pledge, grab yourself a Lutfa magnetic sticker. That, of course, is the mantra of this show. Leave us the fuck alone. They are virtually indestructible and dress up any vehicle or fridge or any metal surface while telling the world where you stand on the political spectrum, which is, of course, for freedom. They're only 15 bucks each, or 3 for $40. Order through PayPal, be sure to include your mailing address, and mention the word Lutfa so I know that's what you want. If there's difficulty in putting your address on PayPal, then just send it to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I'll see you next week, and until that time, take no shit.